Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Good morning. Home Show Garden Pros here. Danny Milliken, that's exactly right. We've got a special treat today, 2 hours of Joey Linderman. Joey!
Good morning, everybody.
Yep, he is here. Told y'all. See, I knew it.
He's right.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros. It's a show about gardening. What we do is we try to give you the best advice we can. We talk about kind of what's happening right now, what to do in your garden, your lawn, your landscape right now. And we can kind of boast the pro part of that because we've gathered all these incredible professionals like Joey here from all over the city to give you great advice, to answer your gardening questions. And so I'm just going to give you a list of places where our pros are from. So Joey here is part of the Enchanted family. He's the man out of Enchanted Gardens, but Enchanted Forest is also part of that group. Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood, Plants for All Seasons up there, 249, just past the Weta. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy, and then Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Joey!
Yes, sir. What's going on?
I didn't say where the forests and the gardens were. Why don't you regale us with that information? He's about to say a lot of numbers.
Maybe I won't say any.
Oh.
So Enchanted Gardens is near Cinco Ranch, Fulshear area, at the corner of 359 and 723. Dang, you got me. And Enchanted Forest is out near Greatwood, convenient to, of course, Greatwood, Richmond, and Sugarland.
What road is that on?
It's on FM 2759.
Okay, so only 10 numbers were said. No big deal. No, it's great. They're great places, and we're happy to have Joey here because he's got a ton of knowledge. In fact, I'm going to make today really about what I'm experiencing at my house.
We don't want to hear everything.
No, in my garden area.
Oh,
you're right.
Okay.
Good call. That's a good call. Yeah. I did roast some cashews recently. Very delicious. If you haven't done that at home, it's as good as popcorn.
That's cool.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks. So that's what we do here. We talk gardening.
Yes,
so
we, do.
If you're listening now, I know it's early, but 713-572-4610. No question's a bad question. Can't make the same promises on answers. But no, we'll give you the best answer we can because we love gardening. That's what we do. 713-572-4610. Joe, you ready for the big news?
Lay it on me.
I had to mow my lawn.
When?
Yesterday.
Spring?
No, yesterday. The grass was too high. The grass was growing.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? It's been so warm that things are kicking off early.
And, you know, many people have asked me this. I've told like 4 people now, and everybody's like, oh, you mean mow your weeds?
I asked the same thing, yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
Show them the curtains that we've already talked about this. Oh, great. No, yeah, sometimes people, like if you got a lot of weeds right now on a dormant lawn, go ahead and mow them down because pretty soon your St. Augustine or Bermuda will take them over. But I had to mow the whole thing. Just mow the whole lawn. St. Augustine's already growing. It looks great, but I'm like, hey, it's January. Like, stop.
Yeah, I don't remember grass growing this early, you know, in a while. I don't remember very long, of course, but it's pretty surprising.
It is. It's unseasonably pleasant.
It is
this
yeah,
year.
So it's nice.
The unseasonably pleasantness is, you know, making it be a little bit different kind of expectations than normal for January. And maybe we'll have a cold, you know, snap later on. Maybe a frost will come in. But it means a lot of things that we should maybe adjust our mindset. And that's kind of what we're going to explore today. So this episode today is called I Had to Mow My Lawn. 713-572-4610. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Get growing at Warren's Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren's Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrenssoutherngardens.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting, putting the wow back in your yard.
MicroLife All Organic Biological Fertilizers, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Let me tell you what's going on at Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights this weekend. Hi, I'm Zach Buchanan. Today at the Garden Center, we've got a repotting workshop. Come in, bring your indoor houseplant that needs repotting. We can help guide you through the daunting task of repotting your indoor plants.
We're nicely stocked on trees, shade trees, fruit trees. Still a great time to get them in the ground and get them established before summer. We're also well stocked on evergreen shrubs. If you need that privacy screen for your house or just need to fill in with a missing boxwood, come see us. If you want to get an earlier start on spring veggies, seeds is an excellent way to get a head start on your vegetable gardening, and we're fully stocked on seeds.
We've got tomatoes. Now's the time to get them started in small containers and move them up to larger containers. Don't put them in the ground just yet. It's a little cool, but now's the time to get an early start, and you'll get a better production when it comes time to put them in the ground.
Make a special trip to the Heights, or if you're in the area, drop on by 611 East 11th Street, or give us a call, 713-861-5702. Also, check out our Instagram. There's all the latest information on Instagram. We're back to our regular hours, 9 to 6 every day.
And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros with Joey and Danny.
That's right, 713-572-4610. We got Joey Linderman here for 2 hours. Very exciting. Doubled up. Two for Tuesday. And we're going to be trying to answer your gardening questions, really giving you great gardening advice. I know it's a Saturday, but it's like, you know, two for Saturday is like,
that's right.
Yeah.
Might as well. I'm here.
Seconds, Saturday, seconds. I don't know. So, all right, we're going to answer some gardening questions. Vincent, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to ask a quick question. I've always wanted to have fruit trees in my yard.
Yes.
And I never knew when the right time of the year was. I have really sandy soil. And but I wanted something that would produce fairly quickly. I didn't want to wait 4 or 5 years to have something to produce. So I wanted something that was easily planted, something that was low maintenance, if there is such a thing. And I did have a follow-up question after y'all get finished with that.
So there's lots of great fruit trees that in our area that'll produce relatively quickly. Most of the question depends on what you like to eat. You know, citrus will almost all produce within either this year or next year, you know, even buying them at a small size. All the stone fruit, peaches, pears, plums, all that good stuff, they'll produce, you know, maybe not this year, but I bet starting next year. So you have to just determine what you like to eat the most, and there's your answer.
Okay, thank you. The follow-up I had is...
Wait, sorry, Vincent, real quick. What do you like to eat?
Oh, citrus! I'm a citrus eater.
So if I can narrow that recommendation to satsumas, clementines, man, those are some easy eating, easy peeling, highly productive plants.
Yeah, and if you want to learn more about citrus today, both at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, we
Perfect.
Have John Panzarella coming out. John is one of the best citrus experts in the area. He has like 100 varieties of citrus in his own yard, and he usually brings samples out for you to try. So he'll be at Enchanted Forest at 10 a.m. and Enchanted Gardens at 2 p.m.
Awesome.
And this
awesome.
this is the guy that I learned how to graft citrus from, is John Israel. Yeah, incredible citrus fella. Sorry, Vincent, you had a follow-up question. Sorry about that.
Yes, I also, when I bought my house, I had a smaller tree in the backyard. And I've seen them before, but I'm not sure what it is. It's the tree has the type of bark that just continually peels off. And I mean, I know there's not any animals doing it, so it's probably a tree. The trunk is probably 8 to 10 inches in circumference, but I don't know what kind of tree it is, and I didn't know if it was something I should keep in my yard or take out and replace it with a fruit tree or something like that. But the bark has that really curly, and it peels off all year long.
Is it a single trunk, or is it a few trunks?
Yes, single trunk.
Is it flower?
No, it hasn't produced any blooms or anything like that.
Does the bark ever look blotchy?
Yes.
Okay, so I would kind of narrow that down to river birch or most likely lace bark elm.
So I was thinking elm, yeah.
Yeah, so I'd look those two up and just see lace bark elm or river birch.
If not, send us a picture of it.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
You can go to the Home Show Garden Pros website and click the Ask a Pro button.
Joey, easy, buddy. You're doing my job over there.
Attach a picture of it, and we can identify it a whole lot better like that.
Yeah, and you can do that right now if you want to, Vincent. We're checking our email right now. So thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
713-572-4610. Going to do one of my favorite things right now, and that is repeat what Joey said. So we have a great website, homeshowgardenpros.com. A lot of content, video content especially. And also on there is a listen now button that if you are unable to, like let's say you're driving and you're like, oh, I still want to listen while I garden, there's a listen now button. You can listen on your phone or your computer or whatever. Also on the website is a Ask a Pro button, the aforementioned Ask a Pro button, and that sends us an email. And so we actually often read the email on the morning show in the first hour, which we're going to do that here in a second. And also, if you can send pictures that way. And anytime you want to do any plant identification, it's really nice to get a picture. Because it is so hard to identify, to describe plants. It's like, it's tall, it's got green, the leaves are somewhat long, but not that long. You know, it's like, oh, great, yes, it's not rough, but it's not shiny. What is it?
Pictures are great.
So we always just say, it's poison ivy. Okay, great. So we're actually going to do that email read now. Are you ready for an email question? This is actually another tree question. You ready?
I am.
Oh.
Can't you tell?
Actually, there's not a question in here, but we're going to assume there's a question. It's one of those like, hey, I have a question for you, and then no question marks. All right. Jeff asks, I would like to plant a tree in my front yard that in time will help shade my house from southwest sun in summer. It has a pretty small grass area. It's got sidewalk, driveway, flower bed, house. They tried a river birch tree, but a storm took it down. What's a good choice other than flowering magnolia?
So for a small growing tree, holly trees work good.
Oh, yes.
East Palatka, Savannah, Eagleston
great.
Hollies. They're evergreen. They're not super fast growing, but that's good because you won't have to – you know, worry about them getting out of control and outgrowing that area.
Yeah, that's a really great one because they can both be kind of shaped and guided, or you can let them go a little natural and they still maintain some balance.
Right.
That's a great one. I was thinking like a red oak, you know, not a smaller oak like that or a bur oak. But with bur oaks, you want to start so big because they grow so slow.
They're slow growing. You know, I've got a Monterey oak in my backyard to shade the outdoor kitchen and all. And they're upright growing. They're evergreen. You know, they'll lose their leaves for a couple of weeks in the early spring to put the new ones on. But that thing has grown faster than any other tree in my yard.
That is awesome.
It is awesome.
The other tree I was thinking about was like a Natchez crepe myrtle, like one of the bigger crepe myrtles. Because some crepe myrtles can get like 30 feet tall. And, you know, people keep them short and shorten their lives by doing so. But some of the bigger ones, Tuscaloosa, Natchez, Muskogee, they all can get really tall, and I was thinking that would be another fun one.
Yep.
Because anytime you're talking about shade, really you're thinking summer shade. So a deciduous tree is okay. But in your lawn, it sure is nice to have one that loses its leaves a little gradually.
Yep, exactly.
Because of the mowing stuff. Well, Jeff, I hope that helps. Great thinking, Joey, on that holly. I love holly. People ask about privacy all the time. I think hollies make good privacy kind of walls.
They do. They're nice and full and dense. Keep their leaves all year. You can get them in a single trunk, you know, tree form type, or you can get them in a bush form that are, you know, that have the foliage all the way to the ground, depending on, you know, how bad you hate your neighbors.
That's right. Yeah, you can get a, your neighbors are down low all the time, spying on you. You get the full to the ground ones. Yeah, that's awesome. Also, Holly's berries, right? They make not edible berries for you, but
yeah, good. Give you a little color and give the birds something to eat.
What are some varieties on hollies, real quick? Again, you said East Palatka.
East Palatka holly, Savannah hollies, Eagleston hollies, Marinelle hollies. Lots of different types, and all good evergreen, hardy for this area.
Awesome, thanks, Joe. That's a great word there. So that's a tree. You know, a lot of tree thoughts. I guess right now people aren't most people aren't like me. They're not having to mow their lawn in January. And we're going to talk a little bit about why I have to do that. Why is my lawn so healthy and so much better than everybody else's? No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to explore that a little bit. But there's all these other plants right now, and trees are budding out. I mean, I got one plum tree that's kept its leaves all winter, and another one that lost leaves, and now it's flowering. You know, it's like, what is going on? It is – spring is in the air, and I only mean that horticulturally. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
It's time to prep and till your soil for spring. Hello, friends. Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer. We have tools that'll make your dirt work easier. Bring home a Steel or Echo garden tiller to finish big jobs in a hurry. Toss your broken, dull tools, start new, and pick from our expansive wall of garden tools. Come visit Southwest Fertilizer. We've got everything to get you ready for spring. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We talk about gardening the shows, and we're kind of all about what we know works, what this group of professional gardeners works. I'm Danny here with Joey Linderman. And upcoming this weekend, actually today and tomorrow, is the Sugarland Home and Outdoor Living Show. And you can go there and you get a ton of gardening advice. You're going to see a ton of newest ideas and products updating your home or your outdoor living experience. So join us, and I mean us, by the Enchanted family will be there, and the Home Show Garden Pros family will be there. So at the Sugarland Home and Outdoor Living Show, that's at the Stafford Center today and tomorrow, January 25th and 26th. So tons of new home improvement ideas, smart home tips, local experts. Actually, Home Show Radio will broadcast from there live. Tom will be there following this show today and tomorrow. And he'll be there to stay to 1 o'clock answering your gardening questions. I'll be there on site today to answer any – so he'll be there to answer home improvement questions, Joey. I know you were giving me that look. I'll be on site to answer your gardening questions today from 1 to 3 and tomorrow from noon to 3. And also, Swatson, the Sugarland Skeeters mascot, will be there. And there's also going to be a little – they have a lot of classes. And I'll be teaching a class on how to do organic lawn care. Can you do lawn care without all of these crazy dangerous chemicals? Yes. All right. So you can save $2 off admission by going to homeshowradio.com and follow the Sugarland Home and Garden Living banner. Kids 12 and under are totally free and free parking. So a lot of cool stuff going on. Again, Tom and I will be there. It should be a ton of fun. Learn more at texwoodshows.com.
Awesome. Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes.
Heck
so
yeah,
we're ready for your calls. Call in at 713-572-4610.
Nice. Yes, we'd love to hear your questions. We always want to help as best we can. So, one thing about gardening, a lot of benefits to gardening, but you know, as we learn more about kind of our personal impact on the environment, when it comes down to it, doing your own gardening, trying to use fewer chemicals, things like that, is one of the most impactful things you can do to make the world a better place. So, but speaking of that, I had to mow.
We heard.
713-572-4610. Straight up mowed my lawn. The grass was growing too tall. Wasn't mowing the weeds. Joey, what's going on?
Early spring, I guess, or for now it's an early spring. You know, we, like you said, we'll probably get another little cold snap or something. But if we hadn't gotten a hard freeze by the 25th of January, you know, there's still time for it. But
yeah,
the long-term forecast 2 week forecast looks good. Don't get me wrong.
No.
They can screw that up.
Yes, they
probably will.
They can, and they have. So, part of it is me really working on the soil. I have tested my St. Augustine roots, and they're almost 2 feet deep, which is not supposed to be able to happen by the science books. And so part of that is, they can gather nutrients so much more readily than a lawn that's kind of cared for with chemicals. And that, that's kind of rough. That's tough. And so it reminded me of quite a few things that I really wanted to get across to y'all. One is, pay attention to your lawn's soil. The other is service your mower. What are some things that people should be doing to service their mower this time of year?
You got to make sure it runs, because if you didn't put some kind of fuel stabilizer or something like that in it in the fall, then the gas is probably bad. So you need to, I'd check that. You can add a little bit of stabilizer to it. You can sharpen the blades.
Yeah, that's such a huge difference. That's one of the things, if you've started hating your lawn mowing, there's just a good chance your blades aren't sharp.
Yeah, most people don't sharpen their blades, I'm fairly sure, just because it's kind of a pain. You can do it yourself, or you can take it to a shop and they can do it. I don't know what they charge. Not much. $15 or something.
Something like that. I tried to sharpen with a Dremel one time, and it was like hour of sparks later and five sharpening wheels. I had done nothing. So it was okay, we're going up to Southwest Fertilizer. So that was I need to run it up there. Now that I've done this mow, I need to get it up, because it was a little iffy to start, and I think probably the gas in it was – the gas in my garage that I had filled it in. You never leave gas in your tank. So, but I had to mow. So if you want to learn how to make your lawn that it's green even in January, I can help you out. In fact, I'll be talking about that today at the Sugarland Home and Outdoor Living Show. So kind of crazy stuff. But you're right. You're absolutely right that a big reason that the grass is growing is this unseasonable warmth. And so it's giving us some other problems. So we're going to chat through some of those, 713-572-4610. But we are going to take a call real quick from Ralph. Hey, Ralph, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. You're exactly right about putting things off and not getting things done that I should do. But, I'm going to put some compost on my yard because it's just lackadaisical. I've got my blueberry trees, and I've been not fertilizing them or nothing. What should I do with the blueberries?
Are you talking about the Japanese blueberry, the ornamental tree, or actual blueberry bushes?
Blueberry bushes, yes.
So you can go ahead and fertilize those now. You can use a general MicroLife fertilizer, or you can put cottonseed meal on them. That works as a good fertilizer for them also. But now's the time. That way they can, or within the next couple of weeks, go ahead and do it.
Okay, and I've got that garden ready, ready for my planting. Okay, good talking
right,
with you.
Right around the corner, you'll be ready to plant. Just keep an eye on that forecast. My dad just sent me a text, and he said 80 years ago this week, the temperatures in Houston was 5 degrees, and there was a foot of snow on the ground.
Wow, that's so wild.
5 degrees.
So crazy. So, yeah, I wouldn't have had to mow if that was the case.
You would not be mowing.
Ralph, great question about blueberries. So, Joe, you're saying that fertilize now. MicroLife has that acidifier. Is that a good choice?
Yeah, that's a good one. So, yeah, blueberries are an acid-loving type plant. So that would be good to use on them for sure.
Okay, rockin'. Thanks, Joey. 713-572-4610. We'll be right back. Home Show Garden Pros.
You got to eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your garden, yard, and landscaping. Feed your plants. Choose MicroLife Humates Plus Granular with the purple label. MicroLife Humates Plus is concentrated compost in a bag. Easy way to improve all soils and support all plants. Feed now and your plants will love you back in the spring. MicroLife Humates Plus Granular Fertilizer, perfect for winter feeding. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
This is Diane Bulanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, located in beautiful Kingwood, the livable forest.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros is back and we are answering your gardening questions, 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. We have the opportunity right now to talk to John Ferguson of Nature's Way Resources. John knows a ton about this stuff, a ton about the roots. I do have a question about, I know that you really prioritize excellent source material. What are some source materials that you may consider to be the kind of thing that you have a cut above other folks?
Oh, we do several things differently. Like we only use wash sand that you use to make mortar or concrete. And this washing process gets rid of the clay and the silt that might have been in the sand. Mm. So that makes good, strong concrete or mortar. The same process gets rid of any weed seeds.
Oh.
Versus you go down the, you know, some of the university studies said, you know, bank sand can have a 250,000 weed seeds to the cubic yard. So if you buy a product of bank sand, you just imported enough 30-year, you know, supply
oh
of weed
gosh.
Seeds.
So how do I know if I'm getting a product with bank sand?
Well, usually it's cheap.
Okay. So if I'm paying a lot less for my compost, I can be pretty assured that that's got bank sand in it or my bed mix.
Yeah, in your bed mix. Yeah, bank sand, and you know, when you buy it in bulk, $3 to $4 a cubic yard, and a wash sand is $10 to $12. Mm. So a big difference in price, but what you save on weed control for 30 years, you get it back 100 times over in savings.
Man, absolutely. Well, John, thank you so much. And for more great information like this, John's website has an awesome blog on it and a bunch of great kind of options. Tell him what your website is.
It's naturewayresources.com.
Thank you, John.
All right, man. Take care.
713-572-4610. Thanks, John, for that advice. Great word as always. Joey Linderman here with me, Danny Milliken, and we are your Home Show Garden Pros for the day, doing our best to dish out gardening info.
Yes, we are. We're ready. We're ready for your calls. I am waiting.
Oh. In fact, Lee, you got a question for Joey?
Well, I have a question. I'm not sure who. It's not a big question. But it has to do with planting cutting from a fig tree. I have one, and it's from a Texas everbearing fig.
Ooh.
And it's just a shaft of one of the sticks that comes out of the ground that my brother cut off and gave me. What do you recommend?
So you already have the cutting?
I do.
Okay. So it might be a little bit early to try to make those cuttings, but you can go ahead and give it a shot since you've got it. Just plant it. How big is the cutting?
It's about 5 feet long. I'm going to cut it off some.
Okay. So, you know, the best part to use is going to be the top 6 inches or so. That's going to be the probably the most successful part of the plant to do for a cutting. So you'll want to plant that in some well-drained potting soil, maybe halfway. So if you got a 6-inch piece, stick it in the soil 3 inches or so.
Quick math there, Joey.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. You can use some sort of rooting hormone. We sell a rooting powder that encourages roots to develop. Keep it in partial sun, you know, maybe morning sun, afternoon shade, and just keep it damp, not soaking wet. Since it doesn't have any roots and doesn't have any leaves, it's not really going to use a whole lot of water. But you want to have some moisture in the soil to encourage root growth.
It does have a lot of buds up at the top.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, if it doesn't work, you know, it's probably going to take 6 weeks to make roots this time of year, I would guess. So if it doesn't work, once the new growth comes out on the trees, get some of that top part where there's actually, you know, some green wood. You know, the new growth is going to be green. Use some of that for a cutting, and that's going to root out a whole lot faster than a woody piece.
Okay. I heard you talk about how your father told you about the temperature 80 years ago. You might also look at 1982 and 83, that winter. There was a foot of snow in Houston for a week.
Yeah, he reminds me of those cold winters all the time. makes me lose sleep.
Back in my day. No, that's Lee, I would really, really recommend looking at the root growth hormones. A lot of the cuttings that that I've done that have made it because I used that powder that Joey mentioned. And a lot of the ones that I've failed, which is kind of all of them, that I haven't used it on, they just never made roots. So,
all right.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. Do you, I know that a lot of people are kind of beginning to use mycorrhizal kind of spores to add to the planting mix or add to the bottom of the thing as well. So when the roots do grow, they'll have spores attached to them. Is that something that you think about?
Yeah. Yeah, we have. We carry that. We also, in our potting soils for our greenhouses, we mix different types of micronutrients and other things like that. So, you know, the plants, when you buy them from our greenhouses, they already have all the good stuff in the soil, you know, including MicroLife fertilizer that's mixed into all those plants that we grow.
That's awesome. So, yeah, I don't know if you guys know this out there, but, man, Enchanted grows a ton of their own stuff. And if you're buying almost anything in 1 gallon or 4 inch, it's grown there pretty much. And so that means that it's already ready for the area, it knows the weather, and it's grown in this great soil. So really cool stuff. Well, thanks for that call, Lee, 713-572-4610. Joey Linderman will be with us continuing on Home Show Garden Pros.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. This is Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. We are having such glorious weather, perfect for working your beds for spring. And we have all the soil amendments, expanded shale, mulch, compost, needed to add to the soil, which growing annuals and veggies a breeze. Plus the organic fertilizers that are safe and easy to use. And by easy, I mean they won't burn your plants, so it's hard to overdo. Maybe you're looking for a project. Why not add a disappearing fountain to your yard? They're easy to maintain and provide the element of sound, the sound of water music, to your garden. Plus, they provide moisture for birds, bees, and butterflies. So come on out and visit us. You can find all kinds of examples of things that you can add to your garden during these bright, sunny days of winter. You can find directions on our website, but really, it's easy. Just drive west from Houston on I-10, exit 742, which is Katie Fort Bend Road, and make a right. You'll be heading north, and you'll find us up the road, a half mile up on the right. During winter hours, we are open from 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, but closed on Sundays. Call us at 281-391-4769. And now, back to your garden questions with Joey and Danny.
713-572-4610. Joey and Danny here. Answering gardening questions.
Yes, we are.
Talking a little bit about how I had to mow my lawn yesterday.
We heard.
So I think that really the reason that – so, you know, I haven't watered since 2011. This is something I'm pretty proud of. And the lawn is lush. You know, it's nice. Sometimes during the summer months, it does look a little wilty, but it generally recovers – by the next morning. And so I don't get too stressed about that. But I wonder, what are some kind of steps you feel like people could take to just generally across the board make their lawn healthier? I mean, we talk about compost top dressing a ton. And so for me, that's step number one. If you really want to get yourself to like a really healthy lawn, but what are some other just things people can do?
Yeah, I think overwatering is a big issue. Like you said, you hadn't watered in years. You know, you don't have to go that drastic, but you don't need to have it running year round by any means.
Yeah.
Overwatering is worse than underwatering.
Mm.
Way worse.
Yeah. A lot of people will ask us, and you've encountered this question, how often should I be watering my blank? You know what I mean? How often should I be watering my lawn? How often should I be watering these plants? And really, it's like what's the answer to the question? It's kind of a global answer.
Yeah, I mean, it varies depending on the soil type that you have, how much sun or shade that you have, what the temperatures are that time of year. So there's no blanket answer. So getting out there and paying attention is key.
Right. Yeah, knowing your space. But like Joey said, when it comes to water, less is better. Less is more.
Yeah, definitely.
Respond to the plants, respond to the soil. the big exception is potted plants, you know, I mean, but that's a different type of gardening sort of than lawn gardening.
Right. You know, potted plants this time of year, maybe twice a week. In the heat of the summer, if they're in full sun, you know, every day.
Right, right.
But feeling the soil, again, paying attention.
Yeah, that's great.
That's it. Get your butt out there and look at everything. Pay attention.
Okay, any other thoughts on good steps to do to kind of really improve the health of your lawn?
You know, using a good organic fertilizer like MicroLife, it improves the health of the soil long-term and has, you know, long-lasting benefits.
And it's real easy to put out.
It is.
It's just as easy as anything else.
Yep.
I mean, a lot easier than compost top dressing.
Yeah,
but
that's a fact.
Yeah. Well, great. And I do love liquid amendments. You got any kind of liquids that you're a fan of?
You know, some of the MicroLife products. Also, there's the Medina Has to Grow for Lawn.
Yeah. Okay.
I like that Has to Grow. I like it because it comes ready to spray in a hose-in sprayer.
That is awesome.
So you don't have to deal with mixing it. You just hook it up to the hose and turn the little valve and let her rip.
No, that's really wonderful. And, you know, a lot of stuff like that that's not exactly organic, it ends up not competing with your soil life. You know what I mean? Like, there's a few things like that. Neutraline products are another one. You know, there's a few things that, like, aren't going to mess up your soil. Or they're going to help it, but they're – yeah. So some of the chemical fertilizers actually damage your soil life. And so that'd be one thing to really step back from potentially is, like, using those. Might be – yeah, actually stepping back from chemical fertilizers and herbicides might be a way to improve the health of your lawn, and you'll see more success, less weeds eventually.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but it works.
Yeah, I think it makes sense, but I have a weird brain. Okay, 713-572-4610. We're going to stop talking about that I had to mow my lawn, but we are going to start talking about is tending your vegetable garden and maybe being bold.
I heard you're bold. But we were talking about tomato plants and everything. And
sure. Yeah, I have planted some.
And I told him when those freeze in a couple of weeks, we'll have plenty more.
And I told him that we're going to go to a commercial break and leave this as a cliffhanger. All right. So we're going to do that very same thing. 713-572-4610. We'll be doing some tomato talk when we return. Home Show Garden Pros.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
All right. I'm not supposed to say all right, by the way. That's like every time I say it, I've said it, and then I remember I said it.
It's all right.
Home Show. Wait a second. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. The wonderful Joey Linderman sitting here to my right. And I, you know, do want to lift up a couple of save the date moments. Obviously, today you're either going to the Sugarland Home and Outdoor Living Show or you're going to Enchanted to learn from John Panzarella.
That's right. So, or both.
Yeah, or both. Or definitely. You know what? You could go to the first class, then to the show, and then to the second class.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a lot of learning and experiencing. I'd be really, really impressed if you did that. But some other cool things coming up. OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, great nonprofit. You should consider becoming a member. But they have a movie premiere coming up about it's called The New Resistance, some of the kind of horticulturally scarier elements of glyphosate use across the country. That's Roundup to the layman. Be a really good movie. The movie is high quality, beautiful shot, and consider going to that. That's February 13th at 5 p.m. Urban Harvest has their annual fruit tree sale coming up February 15th. That's a great organization, really tackles food production in the city, food poverty, stuff like that. That's February 15th, but you can pre-order trees now. So go to their website, urbanharvest.com. If you're interested in the OBA one, that is OBA, O-H-B-A, online.org. Sorry, urbanharvest.org obaonline.org. So two cool spots worth checking out. So a lot of good stuff happening these days.
Yep. It's beautiful weather out there. Everybody needs to get out and enjoy it.
Yeah. I would say get out. If you haven't gotten your tomatoes in, you probably are in a good place. So, yeah, I planted a couple of tomatoes, and I didn't plant, you know, I'm probably going to do eight or so. And I just planted two of them. So I was like, you know, they're bigger tomatoes. I was like, I just want them to get time. And we were kind of talking about it earlier, and we do a lot of like, what's their favorite tool of all time conversations. And I was just like, you know, I never mentioned the bucket.
The bucket.
Just the good old bucket.
Yep. So what do you like to use your bucket for?
You know, filling with stuff and carrying it. Okay, we're going to answer some gardening questions. 713-572-4610. We can get to the bucket conversation later on, because I do want to kind of pick your mind about tools, some of your favorite tools. But Rob, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Joey?
Well, actually, my question is for Danny Winans, as opposed to Joey's brother, Danny Twins.
Okay. Okay. Nice. Nice. And I see. Sorry. See, it says Bob there. Sorry about that.
Either way. Now, let's see. The question has to do with, you mentioned that you hadn't watered your lawn in how long, or quite a ways?
Yes. Yeah. I guess going on 8 years.
Oh, okay. Sounds like John Ferguson almost. Anyway, what kind of soil do you have? Is it clay?
I have, the gumbo clay. So it is improved year after year.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, as you know, as time goes on, that rich organic dark layer deepens. I have like clay too, that kind of the Lubbock Beaumont, the Beaumont thing. Anyway, I have the gray clay also.
Okay. Well, what I'm wondering about is soil expansion and the effect of that on your house foundation.
You mean like my?
Well, where we're at, we have the clay. And it's a new subdivision. It used to be formerly pasture land. And we've been told to try to keep your soil uniformly moist in order to, for example, if you have a tree on the one side of the house and just grass on the other side of the house, the tree can suck water out of the side of the house that it's on. And that will, you know, you call it, heaving of the soil around the foundation, so you can crack your foundation.
Talk about the expansion and contraction of clay.
Exactly.
So we see it. People see it viscerally in those big cracks.
Yeah, you know, we get a decent amount of rain here, even through the summer. But if do you have gutters on your house?
Yes.
Okay. So if you don't have gutters, then, you know, even the dew dripping off the house every day, you know, will keep that soil around the foundation a little bit wet. But yeah, you don't want to go 8 years without watering probably around your foundation if you do have gutters. You want to keep a little bit of moisture around there. But the rainfall that we have, unless we don't get rain for 6 or 8 weeks, you know, during the summer, should be sufficient for that.
Okay, that plus I'm hoping that as the soil improves, and I heard Ferguson say that he's got very good soil now, you know, a few feet deep, that helps to retain moisture better, but it also makes that expansion effect, you know, less significant.
Yeah, as you begin to add tilth to your soil biologically, you lose a lot of that expansion. But the clay will just do that. I mean, as the water kind of leaves their groupings, it compacts. And so, but you can avoid it by doing things a little more biologically focused.
Uh-huh. So do that. And also, if you do start to see some cracks on one side, water it in that area.
Yeah, you can do that, but also it's gonna happen in Houston. So, overreacting to small cracks is maybe something to avoid. Also, so just knowing that there's gonna be some shifting, you can't really stop it completely.
Well, that to me some easy sign to recognize that the soil here may be drying out too much compared to soil elsewhere.
Yeah, I think that a new development is gonna, by its nature, have worse soil than almost anywhere else. And so being really aware of moving that soil forward is a really important thing to do. And I wish if it was put on the list of, you know, priorities to handle, I would have improving my soil ahead of, you know, making sure that the foundational soil stays moist. So,
What I've tried to do in the 2 or 3 years I've been here is to top dress once a year, let's say, with the Nature's Way, the fine leaf mold compost, and then use MicroLife and other things, Medina, soil activator or Medina Plus, stuff like that. You know, keep doing that several times a year, maybe monthly.
I bet you're doing great. I mean, what you can do is kind of dig a small, deep hole and look at the color of your soil. And if it's getting darker and darker as it goes down, then, it's working.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Well, nice call from Bob, 713-572-4610. Joey, what's happening these days at Enchanted? Just give me the lowdown.
Well, the lowdown is there's lots of pretty stuff coming in. We're pulling things out of the greenhouses. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of perennials coming out already. It seems a little early, but like I said, the long-term forecast looks good. Geraniums are in. A lot of those really cool specialty petunias with the really unique blooms.
Ooh.
Yep.
Awesome,
some
man.
Cool stuff coming out. Strawberries are out.
So you guys are restocking, loading up.
Yep.
People want plants. Y'all got them.
Evergreen shrubs, trees.
That is awesome.
Lots of pretty stuff out.
I love it so much. Love it so much. Okay, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros. And we are answering a gardening question. And now is the time for Ask the Yard Geek with Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. So Ron in Sharpstown asks this question. My yard looks terrible with thick pockets of clover. Should I pull them out? What can I do now to have a better spring?
That's our problem, Ron, with wintertime here in Houston. I mean, we have these cold nights and a week of cold weather, and then we warm back up into the 70s, and these little pockets of these cool season broadleaf weeds that come and grow in pockets, like you're saying, like this clover. Organically, it's tough to control. Now, there is a product made by Fertilome called Weed Free Zone. Great product. It has carfentrin zone in it. It's the active ingredient. It can be used in temperatures as low as 40 degrees and use it up to 80 degrees. So there's a big window to use that. That works well, and that is a selective herbicide that will concentrate on the weeds and not hurt your grass. Unfortunately, with organics, most of the organic herbicides are pretty much kill. I mean, it's a weed and grass killer. So if you spray that onto your clover, you're probably going to get your grass too. So it's probably not a great idea. So going back to your original suggestion is, the best organic method is to bend over and pull the weeds out, and that's a lot of work. But that might be what you consider for this stuff. As Danny preaches all the time, good organic practices are the best. If you stick to an organic schedule, we will build up that soil. It will build up the root system of your grass, and you will have less problems with weeds in the future. So keep that in mind. It's a long-term goal, but continue to put those organics out there, and we will build up that lawn and have a less weedier yard next year, I hope. Hope that helps you a little bit, Ron. Folks, if you have any kind of yard problem and you're looking for solutions, grab a picture or a sample and stop by Southwest Fertilizer. We have organic and synthetic solutions for almost every lawn and garden problem. We're easy to find, 5828 Bissonette at Renwick, or email me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.